Oh my god, look at that drunk guy.
Who is he?
10 years back, he proposed to me and I rejected him.
Oh my god. You cannot make this shit up. how to spot an alpha widow. just the way she was talking. And by the way, her handle is something like mommy. Like, oh my god, guys. Like, so, again, just like I was talking about with Jordan Peterson's wife, it's another example, right? It's like, I'm going to go have my fun with a bunch of random dudes. And then when I'm done having my fun, I'm going to marry you. And then, you know, 10 years down the line, I'm going to point out some guy to you and be like, yeah, you see that guy? Yeah, I lived with him for 2 years and I, you know, like, it didn't work out. We drifted apart, right? What she's actually saying is it's beta torture, right? She's telling you, I slept with that guy for 2 years before you. You see what I'm saying, guys? Like, this is what I mean by the way that 2022 is. Okay, anyway, let's continue.
Oh, I see. He's still celebrating.
That was funny.
If I could only give one relationship tip to every woman, it would be to stop interrupting your man. What I hear over and over again from my girlfriends and other women is, my guy just does not share. He does not talk to me. He's so quiet. I have to pull everything out of his nose. Well, what I'm watching so often in these cases is that the man starts saying something and the woman, after like three words, oh yeah, I feel the same, blah, 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 and then they completely take over the conversation. And
that's called the woman owning the frame of the conversation, of the relationship, right? So when she wants to talk, she can talk, but like the guy, he can't get a word in edgewise, right? And the guy just has to, you know, he just has to appreciate that he has the opportunity to be in a relationship with a girl like her. You see what I'm saying, guys? Yeah. So stop interrupting is part of being feminine, right? It's part of being submissive. You let your man, who is your leader, talk.
Thing is that you think you're talking to a woman, where this kind of style of conversation is very normal. Like, you bounce the ball back and forth, you interrupt each other, it's all totally fine. Like, women actually liked it. But men are different. Their brains actually work differently. So for a man, it's much more important to give him lots and lots of space so that he can actually gather thoughts. And sometimes, you know, he takes breaks. But then when you give him space, he goes actually really, really deep and starts to, you know, reveal all this deep stuff about him. But you have to give him space. So please, ladies, stop interrupting your guys. And then they will really share like amazing things and you can actually deeply get to know them.
Okay, I like the way that she's sort of implying that men are dumb because they don't talk like women do, that's condescending and rude. But it is appreciated that a girl would talk about how, you know, girls are doing something wrong in the relationships. Because usually in 2022, what happens is every single thing that's wrong in a relationship is the fault of the man and the woman has no fault, right? So that is appreciated. Okay, let's continue.
Top 10 things you should pay more attention to. Starting with number 1. Me.
And then the girls start dancing. Well, I mean, that's pretty much how, like, girls work, right? Like, attention is the coin of the realm. So for men, the coin of the realm is bedroom fun. And for women, it's attention, right? So if you're giving a man bedroom fun, he's happy. If you're giving a girl attention, she's happy, right? And sometimes they're correlated and sometimes they're not, right? So there you go. That basically describes it. So when these girls are making their TikToks and their social media posts and all of that and their Instagram posts, etc., what they're actually doing is it's a bid for attention. And why is attention so important for women? Well, attention is important because the more attention from guys you get, the more you can succeed in your biological imperative, which is hypergamy. So the more guys are talking to her, the more guys she has to select from, the more chance there is that she can find a guy who's superior, right, in her eyes. Hello and welcome to Helios Blog. My name is Helios, here for another reaction video. If you're new to the channel, liking the content, please hit the sub, hit all for notifications. If you'd like to support me, I do have a Patreon with exclusive content. It's patreon.com/theheliosblog. Just subscribe to any tier, any level of support is appreciated. Let's continue. Okay, this guy crying in the car.
All the texts, all the snaps, all the FaceTime calls, all the dates, all the times that I would come over there at night just to make sure you were all right. None of that meant anything to you?
No, because you're a beta male, so you're just there for that. That's your role in her life. That's it. She's not interested in bedroom fun with you. She's interested in bedroom fun with Chad. And you're there to be the shoulder for her to cry on when she's done with Chad. And she'll go from Chad to Chad to Chad, using you for the same role over and over. That's the way that not all women, but many women in 2022 work. So I understand why you're upset, guy. But you need to learn that women are just not sugar, spice, and everything nice. If you give yourself away for free to a girl, she's going to take it and run with it. That's how it goes. Just know that. All right, let's continue. I know you're sad.
Play me like that. Like, I literally didn't do anything to you. I fucking did everything for you. But
indeed, and here's the thing, right? A lot of women, they don't care at all how much you sacrificed, what you did for them, you know, that you cared about them, that you took care of them when they needed it, etc. They don't care at all. It's Breifold's law, right? Like, Breifold's law is this. Once you've given a girl something, the second that that benefit is given, it's forgotten, right? They're, like, going to extract the resources, because that's what women do, right? They are resource extractors. And the reason why they extract resources is because they need to fulfill their biological imperative, which is to have children with the most, you know, the most successful guy possible, and then raise those offspring, right? So the taking resources thing is instinctual behavior that's meant to help them to raise the offspring, right? So, and in your case, you've just been exploited for that, right? And again, it's no surprise at all that so many men, they get angry, they walk away from relationships, they walk away from, you know, wanting to deal with women when these sorts of things happen to them, right? When they invest time, attention, effort, and their return on this investment is to be treated like garbage.
You think it's okay just to fucking cheat on me like I ain't fucking shit to you? Like, what the fuck?
Oh, they were dating. Well, yeah. Then in that case, she's just like Jordan, right? He's just like Jordan. He's the beta male, and he's just there as a placeholder, and she's just looking for something better, and that's called branch swinging, right? So that's the way it goes. If you are not her best option, right? If you haven't imprinted on her in an alpha manner, if you haven't, then you're basically not even dating in her mind, right? The second that a better option comes along, it's done, right? And you can actually tell if you're in such a relationship by disdainful, disrespectful behaviors that the girl does, right? If she's constantly doing stuff like without your permission, you know, making decisions on her own, talking down to you, being condescending, etc., stuff like that. If she doesn't really want to hang out, or, you know, she's cold in bed, or, you know, says I don't do that anymore, etc. That's how you can tell that you're the beta in the relationship, that you're not her ideal mate. And if you're in that situation, I mean, you can find a girl who does actually like you. Like, there are many women out there that will. So don't worry, just move on to the next, right? That's the advice I have for guys in this situation. Like, Thank You Next should not be a song for women. It actually should be a song for men, because men actually grow and mature emotionally after you know, failed relationships or being treated like this usually, whereas women, they don't tend to. Rather than doing their healing, they just, not all women, but many women, they tend to just repeat the same mistakes over and over, right? All right, let's continue.
Like, are you fucking kidding me?
I understand. I understand your pain. Okay, what's this? Okay, it's just a girl showing off her body on TikTok. Okay.
Shut down. She's going back to her place. Oh, you want some of these?
Nah, I appreciate it.
Bet. She took her panties off. Threw them on the ground. I looked at them. They was white. But they had some brown spots in them. So I said, what that is? She looked at me. She said, I ain't even gonna cap.
Oh, hell.
I had sex with it.
Okay, whatever.
If he touches you on the first date, he's not that into you.
What? What is this advice? Oh, my God. All right, yeah, let's see. Let's see. If he touches you on the first date, he's not that into you. Okay, all right, let's see why this girl thinks so.
A guy who's 100% into you will be slightly scared of you on the first
date. No, that's called solipsism. You assume that men and women are the same, and so you assume that men act the same way as women on the first date if they're attracted to you. No, if a woman is attracted to you, she'll be slightly scared on the first date. That's true. Or, you know, scared isn't the right word. It'll be like slightly anxious, basically. She'll fidget, you know, she'll cross and uncross her legs. She'll be smiling nervously, etc. That sort of thing. But men won't. If a man is into you and he's, you know, successful with women, he's going to be confident. He'll touch you. Like, no, this is, what is this even? Okay, let's read an article by Rolo Tomasi here. Plate theory. Spin more plates. A lot of people get confused when I use this analogy, and I thought it prudent to write a post on what I mean. A man needs to have a lot of simultaneous prospects spinning together. Think of each plate as a separate woman you're pursuing. Some fall off and break, others you may wish to stop spinning altogether, and some may not spin as fast as you'd like. But the essence of plate theory is that a man is as confident and valuable as his options. This is the essence of the abundance mindset. Confidence is derived from options. This principle is the key to solving so many of the problems that dog the heels of beta males and recovering losers. In fact, I would say that this ideology should be the cornerstone to success for a man in many facets of life, not simply attracting and keeping women. A man with options has power, and from these options and this sense of power, a natural sense of confidence will manifest itself. A man without options becomes necessitous, and this leads to a lack of confidence and scarcity. Necessitous men are never free. The cardinal rule of relationships. In any relationship, the person with the most power is the one who needs the other the least. When a man spins more plates, when he has irons in the fire, when he's pursuing multiple women simultaneously, when he has options equally worth exploring, a man will have a natural, subconscious understanding that if one's prospect does not expand, others very well may. So guys, here's the idea. When you're dating, you date non-exclusively. If you're in a relationship, like let's say a monogamous relationship, which, you know, you would think that it's not related to plate spinning, but it is. You have to understand that the relationship may die at any moment, and if it does, you have the ability to get new girls. You always have that ability. And okay, maybe you can't get a new girl in a week, but 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, whatever, another girl will come along. And because of that, you need not fear the end of relationships. And because you don't fear them, you have abundance. And because you have abundance, you have confidence. You see, guys? On various sites in the community, men are taught to emulate the behavior, this behavior, since it's a key element in attraction and interest. Cocky funny is one such technique that trains confidence behavior that essentially masks a deficit of options. In other words, cocky and funny is a natural behavior for men with options that must be compensated for by those who don't have an aptitude for it. That's why a natural alpha seems to exude this effortlessly, while those without the benefits of more plates struggle with simple things like eye contact or initiating approaches. This is also a fundamental principle in the I don't care mentality that pervades community technique. It's much easier to actually not care if you have other options going simultaneously. Shotgun logic. One very important benefit that plate theory provides for a man is that it greatly curbs the propensity for one-itis both in and out of a relationship. Outside of a long-term relationship, most guys subscribe to what I call the sniper mentality. This is the loser that applies all of his time, effort, and resources to patiently waiting out his target, Jordan Peterson. Waiting for that perfect opportunity to summon enough courage in the most precise of conditions to take his one shot, who by then is the focus of his one-itis. This process can take anywhere from a few weeks to a few years in extreme cases, but all the while he voluntarily sacrifices his most valuable resource, the potential opportunity. He loses its opportunity cost, basically. The man who subscribes to play theory can more easily avoid the situation as he goes hunting for women with a shotgun, scattering as much influence across the broadest area possible. While the AFC, or the loser, fishes with a single line and a single hook, the play theorist fishes with a trawling net, selecting the fish worth keeping and tossing back those who aren't. Inside a long-term relationship, play theory becomes more specified. The loser placates and identifies with his partner because the balance has shifted to her advantage since she reinforces her understanding that she is his only source of intimacy. I can't think of a better recipe for one-itis since he becomes progressively more dependent on her as his only source of intimacy. The man that maintains at the very least a covert perception of options, either professionally or on a bedroom fun level, maintains his power. Most successful men have an innate understanding of this, and this explains their popular reservations for committing to marriage. In a long-term relationship, play theory becomes a subtle dance of perception and recognizing how your partner interprets understanding a particular man's options. But regardless, it reduces a guy's tendency to regress into one-itis and maintains confidence. Natural selection. As I illustrated in the fishing net analogy, spinning more plates allows you more opportunity to select from the largest pool of prospective choices and date them or drop them as you see fit. This has two benefits. First, it serves as a valuable, though non-committed, experience for learning what a man requires for his own personal satisfaction. Experience teaches harsh, but it teaches best, and this breadth of experience serves a man well. Whose insight is more beneficial, the man who sailed the world over the man who's never ventured beyond a lake? Secondly, opportunity and options makes a man the prize. Rock stars, professional athletes, and movie stars aren't irresistible to women because of their celebrity, but because they blatantly, and with the highest form of social proof, prove they have options that other women will jealously compete for, as well as the confidence that this unconscious knowledge naturally manifests. Okay. My critics will often take a binary stance in their arguments with this idea, citing that they could never be with more than one woman at a time out of respect for her, or so should I just lie to her and see girls on the side? To which I'd argue that these are feminized social conventions that attempt to thwart a man's options in order to establish women as the prime selectors. If it can be conditioned into a man to feel bad about seeing more than one woman at a time, it only better serves the female as a chooser dynamic. To be sure, women are naturally the filters with their own intimacies, but it's essential men who do this. It's essential that men do the bedroom fun selection. These conventions' latent purpose are designed to put selection of intimacy on conditional basis that favors women, and as long as men will internalize this, women will have a pre-constructed social high ground. So there you go, guys. Plate theory. So again, the idea is you're going to date non-exclusively. Even if you're in a relationship, you have to understand that you have other options that you can jump to at a moment's notice, right? Whether they're real or it's just your ability to cultivate more options, you need to understand that you're the man that's capable of doing that. That's the idea there. Okay, let's continue.
First date. You can see the fear in his eyes.
No.
He wouldn't want to mess that up by touching you in any
no.
way. No kissing, no touching, not even on the arm.
No.
None of my boyfriends ever tried to touch me on the first date, but a lot of guys who ghosted me tried.
Right, so she just told on herself. A lot of her boyfriends, which are the loser beta males that she goes to after she's been used and discarded by Chad multiple times, they are afraid to touch her. But Chad, who ghosted her after sleeping with her, they touched her. Do you see what I'm saying, guys? And guess what? She's making this TikTok because she's been alpha widowed by guys that do the touching stuff, right? So she's going to say that guys that are boyfriend material, quote unquote, the guys that she literally, she said boyfriends. So her boyfriends have never worked out because she's always dropped them. And why would she always drop them? Because she's not attracted to them. You see? There you go. Let's continue.
Oh my gosh, y'all. You'll never guess where I found my boyfriend. In the friend zone. Ladies, they're waiting for you.
Can you imagine? Okay, imagine this, guys. Imagine you're the boyfriend and your girl blatantly makes this TikTok in front of your face. How would you feel? Exactly. That is called beta torture. What she's saying is you're not my best option. I literally took you as a, you know, as a back burner person, you know, a loser option that I then jumped to when I was feeling desperate. That's what she's implying there. Like, what? And the guy is supposed to just take that? Like, that level of disrespect is egregious. Like, what is that even? That's, wow. Like, I can't imagine being that guy and taking that. Okay, let's talk about our fake Tinder profile here. So again, these are not real. You can just Google these. But there's a lot to be learned even from these fake ones. Okay, one sec. This is being slow. Let's see. One sec. All right, here it is. Okay, so the first one is Amy from Manchester University. She's new to London. She needs someone to show her around, and she's 26. So here's the idea, guys. And I don't know if you know this, but girls that travel by themselves, or, you know, they move to a new city by themselves, what they're actually trying to do is they're trying to avoid their past, right? In the case of moving to a new city, right? They don't want you to know that they've been sleeping around with a bunch of chads. They want you to treat her as she was when she was 20. They're trying to get a fresh start, right? Because they don't want you to know about the past that has ruined them. Girls that are traveling and, you know, saying that they want a guy to show them around, what they're actually implying is they want to sleep around with a guy from that city or that, you know, country, with nobody finding out. And the pretense is he's showing her around, quote unquote. So this is why one of the relationship rules is your girl is not going on trips by herself. Okay, let's continue.
Today we tried out one of the TikTok famous restaurants in Beverly Hills, California, Il Pastillo. Started out with some Coca-Colas, and then we had the truffle pasta. I've seen this all over social media. They give you truffle pasta in a Parmesan cheese wheel with lots of cream sauce and butter. And let me tell you, I was in absolute heaven. This is a pasta lover's dream, and it was nice and chewy. The new.
Okay, but like, what's going on here? Imagine the girl is on a date with you, and instead of enjoying the thing, she's filming this TikTok. You see what I'm saying? Like, what's going on here? Like, enjoy the moment instead of, like, advertising to a million guys. Like what is... Like, are you a living commercial? Like, I don't understand this crap at all.
Noodles were had a beautiful texture. If you never eat another carb in your life, you should eat this one. Before you make that, I got the fruit tart for dessert, where I thought this would be my favorite. I gave it an 8 out of 10. It was really delicious, but this cream strawberry number was just 20 out of 10. Highly recommend.
Okay. So what's the implication here? Take me out on a nice date, spend $200 on me, and I'll spend the time filming it on TikTok and showing all my other followers. Like, I don't understand. Like, are we supposed to enjoy this sort of thing happening? Like, I don't know about you guys, but I want my girl to be present when we're on a date, right? I don't want my girl to be like, oh, you took me to this place, let me film it, let me film you, and let me put it on TikTok for my 1,000 followers to see. Like, what is this? What is this 2022 garbage that we're living in? Okay, let's continue. Okay, it's just a girl in a mermaid outfit and a... I don't understand.
I just did another video. I'm covering...
You're so attractive. How are you single still? Let's see.
Because I'm so gonna get reported. How am I single? You know what? Like, honestly...
Wait. She decided to film this TikTok after having showered wearing a white shirt and bikini bottoms? Really? And it's in response to a guy in the comments saying that she's so attractive. Do you guys see what's going on here? She's advertising and she's wearing full makeup too while being all wet. Do you see what I'm saying, guys? Like, how contrived is this? Like, what is this? Really? So this girl is like fully advertising to her audience, right? Like, and this is why she's single, right? Because she's the kind of girl that just advertises her body to everybody. No guy wants to be with a girl who every other guy has had, or every other guy can have. So what is this?
This is, like, becoming funny, actually. I don't know. I just don't like anybody. I really don't. Like, I'm bored. And the only person I would have not, like, made my boyfriend, but possibly dated, like, just to see if I like them like that, has no interest in me. So I'm just, like, without.
Right, so what she's saying is she's slept with so many chads that her amalgam, which is the best qualities of all the previous men that she's slept with, that amalgam is too strong, so no man can ever beat it anymore, and she's too old to attract such a man. And so now she's going to be alone with cats and boxed wine. She could easily get into a relationship, but instead she's going to disdain all men because of how many men she's been with. She thinks that she's better than everybody.
Whatever. So basically, I'm just in my in my shower taking videos for you guys. That's life, right? We lived life. Oh yeah, and I'm totally having an FU TikTok like kind of day. So now I'm just gonna make a whole series of me in the bathtub.
Okay. I mean, what more needs to be said? All right, let's go on to the article here. How to talk about privilege to someone who doesn't know what that is. So again, this is... Start by appealing to the ways in which they don't have privilege. One of the fastest ways to disarm a person's defensiveness about their own privilege is to take some time to listen to the ways in which they legitimately do not have privilege and validate those frustrations. I once attended a workshop, la la la. One of her suggestions was to have people divide a paper in half, have a person start on the left side of the paper and write down all the ways in which they do not have the identity privilege. They can include everything from being left-handed and having to drag your hand through the ink to being a woman and having to deal with the gender wage gap. Oh my god, okay. The gender wage gap has been debunked a trillion times. There's no wage gap, there's a choice gap. Look at my video, I've made a video on this. Stress that privilege is relative. Indeed, it's relative. Women have it and men don't. That's how our modern world works. Anyway, just look at the divorce statistics. Look at the rate of self-deletion. Look at just a million different things. Look at who gets the children after a relationship breaks up. Look up Social Security and who gets more of it, etc., 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 etc. And you can see that our society privileges women in basically all ways, and it takes agency away from men as much as they can. A system of privilege and oppression hurts us all. I mean, they said it, not me. But, it's just that our system favors women, right? So apparently that's okay. But if it favors men, it's not okay. Even though what's funny is that when society favored men, people could have families that were stable, people could have children, women were happier, there was less antidepressant use, there were more children, GDP was higher. It's, again, guys, it's fine. The genie's out of the bottle. We're not going back. Anyway, we're going to end the video there. So again, everybody, thank you so much for listening. If you're new to the channel, liking my content, please hit the sub, hit all for notifications. If you'd like to support me, I do have a Patreon. It's patreon.com/theheliosblog. It has exclusive content. Just subscribe to any tier. Any level of support is appreciated. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to listen to my channel, especially if you listen to the end of the video. I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening, guys, and I will see you next time.